I had an airman below me, so he was.
I bet you did.
He was doing DS you guys, yeah.
He was a DS.
Yeah, no wonder you called him DS.
Did not come out right.
Wow.
Damn, I should have joined the Air Force.
Did you have an airman? Hey, wait. Did you have an airman in front of you and an airman behind you?
Behind and under? Damn. That was a typical Friday night.
Getting sandwiched.
Okay, backtrack. I was a sergeant, and I had an airman assigned to me.
All right, that's better.
Your front or your back?
That's better. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself and a few of my co-hosts get together weekly to share stories about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We've got a really exciting episode today. We're going to talk about those crappy coworkers, those shitty bosses. We're going to get into it, go around the table. Everyone just introduce themselves real quick in case you're new to the show. I just want to say thank you for supporting our show weekly. We try and do an upload, so let's get into it.
Hey, everyone, I'm C. I was born in 87.
PT, born 1975.
Mm. Bubbles, born in 1982.
Mm-hmm. Old man, 1956.
All right, and I'm your host, D, 1984. All right, so everyone pretty much here has worked since they were teenagers since we were teenagers, with the exception of C. You didn't get your first job till you were like, what, 32?
No, I was in college.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember how you got denied working at HEB, though. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, but they don't turn down anyone.
I told that story already.
They turned me down.
Yeah.
I tried to apply there.
Really?
Yeah, and I had experience from Kroger. Fucking assholes.
And HEB turned
you
down?
Yeah, they turned me down.
Wow. Well, your schedule must have been.
You got to know somebody.
No. I don't think so. I think it's just you got to be open.
It wasn't difficult like her. Dude, I was in high school, dude, so I was like.
Dang.
It's not who you know, it's who you blow.
Exactly. Yeah, that applies. That applies at my job.
Is that why you've never had a gap in your employment?
Yeah. Is that why you've worked 50 years straight?
Never been out of work.
Is that why you have those
stretch marks?
Those knee braces? I wonder why you had the stretch marks around your lips.
Yeah, you want to know how I got these scars?
It's a lot of pain. It's a lot of pain, guys. I sacrificed my knees for you guys.
you could eat steak.
Okay, so I'd like to start with this one because, man, I've had some doozies in my day. So my first job, in case you know, you need
and what's the common denominator?
Damn.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, so next episode, we'll be missing one of our co-hosts.
Damn.
So my first job was Blockbuster Video. And, you know, working there as a 15-year-old, obviously I'm super immature because I'm a teenager. And I'm working with, you know, high school friends of mine.
What's
and
changed?
Then there's a few. Yeah, it's still the same. And then there was a few adults, obviously, in management or whatever. And there was this one guy. I don't want to say his real name, but let's just call him. We'll call him Rudolph. Okay.
What the?
So Rudolph was like. Really flamboyant, like openly gay, which is cool, whatever, you know. And we would, me and my boys, we talked. You got to remember, this is back during like late 90s, like DX on WWF, where they're like, suck it. And they're like, you know, D-Generation X. And we would obviously make a bunch of jokes to each other. And back then, you could say like, oh, that's gay. And it wouldn't be like this huge,
offensive.
Yeah, deal. I mean, it probably was, but like, it just wasn't. To the same extent, I guess.
People wouldn't get
they wouldn't freak out about
just,
it. Yeah,
that's gay, man. It's not cool.
And that's like that's the thing is that's how we talked.
Yeah,
and so obviously in a workplace that was not appropriate, but we would still talk like that. And this dude never told me anything. So like when he heard us say this stuff, like he never approached me and said anything. And so out of nowhere, I get pulled aside, the manager's like, the manager's like, hey, have you been saying like. Things around this Rudolph guy, and I said, oh yeah no, but like when I say like that's gay, I just mean like no, that's like that's dumb or that's like that's lame stupid. Or that's stupid, like and he's like, yeah, that's not okay. And I'm like, cool, well if you want me to stop, just tell me to stop, but I don't understand what the conversation is.
Conversation
I was like, just let me know, we're good, it won't happen again, done, like are we good, we're good here. But like ever since that, like it was just awkward, dude, like just completely changed the whole work environment, not just me, but like all the other workers. Like we had it pretty much everyone had to like watch what they say. We don't make jokes. You can't retaliate, like all these different things. And I'm like, wow, dude, like if he had just come to me, I'd have been like, oh man, dude, you're right. Like I didn't even realize it. My bad. Like I didn't mean to offend you. Like you're cool, I'm cool, like, done. Squash it, you know? But
yeah, it's better to tell someone. Like, I've always been like that. Like, if you have a problem, tell me. Don't wait till a week later and tell someone else. Like,
so one of my coworkers was gay, and I actually said that by accident. He's like, excuse me? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, just like, and what I was like, oh, mean? I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. He's like, oh, no, it's okay.
No, I know,
I'm just
girl.
Kidding.
Girl, it's okay, girl.
Why did you get a pass? Why'd you get a pass?
I don't know.
Oh, because y'all were friends.
Because they both suck on the same thing.
There you go, yeah. Common denominator. Dang.
No, he's really nice to me.
But that was just, that was my first example of realizing, people obviously at work, I need to be a little different than I am just hanging out with my boys.
Yeah.
So
some people get offended. Even back then, people get offended.
Yeah.
But back then, you can say crazy. Like, I grew up saying, like, the F word.
Say so much and
like,
get away with it. Right.
I grew up saying, like, the F word.
Uh-huh.
You know, the three-letter F word.
Yeah.
Like, you call your friends that. You call your boys that. And
we did,
nothing.
Too.
Now, I mean,
but it's
you know
in
what?
Movies even.
Yeah,
like,
but you know what? Now, like, it's not everyone that's offended, dude. It's just a small percentage. They just make it out to seem like everyone's offended, but it's not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot of people there.
That's true. I mean, it's you're going to have varying degrees of...
Yeah.
Of people's sensitivity. The one thing I did learn really quick with is just now I talk shit behind their backs. Like, so that's, I've gotten really good at that.
Instead of in,
wow. I'll say shit to your face.
You text your coworkers.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, that sucks when people get offended. Like, I'd rather, like, tell me. Don't go tell on me.
Like
exactly. Tell me, dude. Like,
well, and that's the thing is, like, if he had, maybe he just didn't. He obviously didn't have enough confidence. Yeah, he probably
maybe
thought
he had a crush on you or something.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He didn't want to be alone with you.
Yeah,
but you know, when I was a supervisor, we had a lot of female workers.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be real, real careful in what you said, how you acted. Mm-hmm. You didn't walk around and grab your crotch or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You had to sit there and basically think everything. Okay, I'm going to say this and censor it before you actually say something when you have female subordinates.
I bet you that was fucking hard for you, right?
Oh yeah, it was real hard because I have no filter.
Well, that's really? I remember
really
I remember
not
that
me.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, I've been, dude.
Hey, we're gonna have two guests missing on the next episode.
Everywhere I've worked, I've had a fired HR. I've had a file
HR
folder.
Complaints.
Yeah, dude.
Oh yeah,
like people complain about stupid shit that I said.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I always,
you know,
say
you like
stupid
it, girl.
Shit, dude. Yeah, well that shit, that chick liked it. But yeah, people, I don't know, dude. People get offended. But yeah, they report you, like.
Yeah. That's why you just deny. My thing is, one thing I've learned is always deny. Deny, to the end. Like, if they're going to fire you, they're going to fire you. Yeah. But, like, never admit or say, oh, that was my bad. Nope. So, like, that was the one excuse. Like, that's one other thing I learned with that job was I should have just denied it. Nah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What? Why would
try
I say
again.
That?
Hey.
I know he's like that. Why would
I can
that?
I get back to work, or are we done here?
I mean, look at the line. Look, everybody else is out there smoking, and I'm in here talking to you, and poor Sally's over there by herself.
Yeah.
You know, that was like if we were going to terminate one of the ladies or if we're going to counsel them or something, we'd have a female supervisor in the room with us, you know, because you got the door closed.
What are you, fucking doctor?
Yeah.
Tell you
no,
what.
You're right, because there'd be false claims or whatever.
Yeah. So we always had a female supervisor with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That also, I mean, that could go both ways too, though, because you could have a woman maybe like try and make an advance on you to like keep the job, you
it's
know?
Happened.
Yeah. So I could see that. That's a
damn it. Yeah. Happened to me.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a manager. I'm not gonna say
what is it
when,
like
but,
that
yeah.
movie. What is that movie called?
Basic Instinct.
No, it's it's something Boss. Is it Boss with Cameron Diaz? No.
Yeah,
and Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is it
what
called?
Was that called?
Bad Bosses or
Bad Boss, yeah, it is Bad
right?
Boss, yeah.
Right, where she's
yeah. I don't know. I just those are a few things that I learned early on. I did have one manager when I worked at Target, and this manager just hated me, I guess, because, you know, I have piercings and just DJF and
Pink Mohawk
partying or whatever, yeah. And she would always schedule me Friday nights closing and then Saturday morning opening. And I was like, what a bitch, dude. So I would show up hungover AF, and I'd be there all sweating it out, you know, and she'd be like, oh, how you feeling today? I was like, probably still drunk, but whatever. And, you know, just like, I'm good. And she'd be like, well, you need to wait at the front of the register so you can greet the guests. And I'm like, cool. And so what she hated was that even though she was trying to, like, obviously upset me with the scheduling, I would still show up, and
she's
I would just
trying to make you quit.
Yeah, and I would just sit there, and the customers, I would blow everyone else's like scan rate out of the water because we could actually like see how fast you were checking people out, and I'd be like,
while you're reeking of booze.
Anything else?
Yeah, reeking of booze and sweating.
Oh, yep. Right, sweating. Yeah. Yeah.
Dripping on the change.
Just
dripping.
Yeah. The change. The coins are all sticking together.
Excuse me, sir. You rang up the same item 13 times.
Goes, shut up. Shut up.
Why don't you go home and take a shower? Smell like a fucking wet towel. Give me another $5 bill. You sweat all. You sweat.
Why
put
you
sweat
on
my thing.
Why don't you tell my manager to stop scheduling me? Yeah, no, it was just.
Yeah, how long did you have that trying here?
I think I was at that job for, I didn't even make it past probation period. I think it was 60 days.
What?
Because I was just, well, because I got another opportunity. So it was just, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah. Damn.
Which one did you work at?
Bandera in 1604.
That was before the one right here for Claiborne 1604.
Right. Yeah, that was like the one of the few that was on this side of town at the time. Mm-hmm. That job was, it was pretty lame. The funniest thing was watching like teenagers come in like during school hours. So they're obviously skipping class and they're like nervous trying to buy like a pack of rubbers and they're all like, and I was just like, dude, whatever, man. Like you're already doing more than probably.
Be safe.
Have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Be safe.
You need some beer to go with that.
Yeah. We don't know what cigarettes. You're doing buying rubbers and lube.
Yeah. I'd be like, dude, just go get a couple bottles of water and an energy drink, bro. You fucking amateur. Wow.
Damn. Go get some lotion and some Kleenex.
Yeah. So that was probably one of the funniest things that would happen, like, at bringing people up, seeing the shit they buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some funny shit.
Or the guy buys, like, 20 items and there's, like, a box of, like, tampons.
I don't know why dudes are embarrassed. I'll buy whatever, dude. Like,
no, I buy it all, dude. Yeah.
I'm going to stick them up my asshole. What the fuck?
My favorite is like when I'm shopping in that aisle and the men are in there and they're on the phone with their girlfriend or wife or whatever and they're FaceTiming. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out what, because they want to get the right one. They don't want to get the wrong one.
I take a picture of the box.
I just buy one of everything.
She would ask me, she's like, can you give me some? Yeah. What kind? Like, well, where's the box? I'll take a picture.
And just to confirm it.
There you go.
Yeah. So this one got upset because I bought the wrong ones one time.
And I was like, get upset.
Mm, yeah, you like, dude, I still
I just let
it.
You know.
She
so
threw the
you
box
can buy
at you.
Right.
Damn.
You
go, you, had, you used them.
Go back. They're yours now.
They're yours now. Dude. You were using them.
Yeah. I'm still working through that box. It's been 5 years.
You started drinking a Kool-Aid with them? Like kids? Remember that movie, Kids? He was
like, yo. Like butterscotch,
yo. Butterscotch, yo.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't get embarrassed by stuff like that.
I don't. Yeah, I don't give whatever, a shit, dude. Shit. Yeah, because I don't know why dudes are all embarrassed. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're gonna use them.
Yeah, and
but
honestly,
then nowadays I don't know, dude. If you're not even true. If you're
yeah,
if you're
don't know what you are.
Yeah,
did you just did you just assume?
Yeah, just assume my gender.
You
yeah,
assume,
I did.
You
why?
Because
you got a fucking bulge in your pants, dude. What the fuck? Am I wrong, officer? Was I wrong, officer?
Me think.
You just fought with a lady. No, I didn't. Look at her fucking bulge. Look at her fucking bulge. How's she a lady?
Oh, like, I think I don't know if I've shared this story before in here, but I know I've told some of y'all, but like the worst manager I ever had, worst manager was this lady, Denise, at USAA. This lady just didn't like me. And I think part of it is because, you know, obviously I'm married to C, and so she was trying to like flex, but my flex was harder. So it was just kind of like, it just didn't sit well with her. And she wanted all of us to follow her
think
on.
We were married then.
We were engaged, but she wanted me to like follow and care about all the stuff she was saying about her kids and her family. And I'm like, dude, I'm just here to make a paycheck and I don't give no offense, but IDGAF about your kids and what they're doing. Like, and I'm not going to share about my personal life cause I don't want y'all to know, you know? Yeah. So I guess because I didn't play ball, like I was in her crosshairs, and it was when we were living in Uvalde. And so I was driving, actually this was the transition from when I was still driving to work. And then they let us finally remote in, but I was supposed to be like technically like within 60 miles of the home office in order to work from home. And so I just lied and said I was, but I had my work modem set up at mom and dad's house. So if it was like there, if they checked it, my shit was installed at the house, but I was remoting in from Wi-Fi in Uvalde, and so I was still working from
home
there.
They can ping your shit from your
They could have. Yeah, but they... No. But I'm just saying, like, that I had it installed, so, like, everything was good, but I was working, you know. So they could have found out, but they never did.
Pinged your shit.
Yeah. But she would one time telling us to do, like, mandatory overtime. And I'm like, yeah, that's not a thing. Like, that's not a real thing.
I hate when they say that.
Yeah.
When they do that.
We're doing mandatory overtime this weekend.
Is that a thing?
Fuck no.
Oh, it's with United, yeah.
No, there's, it's, they can't.
They can't force you to.
There's certain guidelines they have to follow, and then they can enforce it.
But even then, it's like, it's not worth it. The juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Yeah. But
and so when
most
she.
Most people get scared, so.
Yeah, most people get intimidated. And she was trying to do that with our team. And so she was like having a sign-up sheet on hours and days. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not fucking doing that.
What?
So she's like, hey, D, you haven't signed up for your overtime hours yet. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm still, you know, figuring out my schedule to see when I'll be available. Whatever. And then Sunday comes around and she messages me, she texts me and she's like, hey, you still haven't worked your mandatory overtime. Today is Sunday. Are you going to work before tomorrow? And like, you know, it's already like noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And so I'm like, hey, I'll tell you what, I can hop on right now. I'm home. I just FYI, full disclosure, like I'm like four beers deep. But I can get on right now and like take some calls and do some emails. And she's like, forget it. And then that was it. No more OT like requests about, nope, fuck that. So that was my out. But she got another guy fired on my team.
What?
Because we were in this part of this new email thing that USA was doing. And so part of it was like, you were supposed to key, let's say, 8-hour shift, 30 emails. Within that 8-hour window. Like that would be like a reasonable amount of work to get done. That's just an example. And so this guy would do 30 within like 3 hours and then he would ghost and like go golf or like just bullshit and do whatever and like just leave. He was just AFK from his computer.
So he deserved to get fired.
No. So the funny thing is she asked him about it because there was no like rules yet established. This was a new team, new everything. And so she's like, so we see there's no activity during this hour to this hour. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, well, I met my quota, so we're like, I'm done. And she's like, no, you keep working throughout the shift. So he's like, oh, okay, I understand. So the next day, he does 30 super slow within the 8 hours and spreads it out instead of doing them all within. Yeah. So she was expecting him to do like 100. And that's not what he just like was like, well, I'm not going to just work for free harder for free. So she fired him. And the HR guy was like, honestly, man, like she doesn't have to. It's her decision. Like she doesn't have to fire you, but she's making the decision to terminate you. So we're going to let you go. And he fought it and got a lawyer and they straight up had to rehire him. But he had to go under like a different department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he get any extra back pay or anything?
Yeah. Yeah. They settled and he was. Serious? And his thing was, I would have taken the money. I'd have been like, look, my goal is to retire here, do 20 years, tell you what, give me like $4 million, we're done. But instead, he just wanted his job back. And I'm like, I would take the money. You're crazy. You can get a job anywhere, right? So
they offered him money?
I'm pretty sure he would have had the option of like, do you want to settle and fight it for like, the income loss or do you just want to get your job back? And he's like, I just want to get my job back. So
damn.
Yeah. Yeah. She was a major bitch.
Is she still there? Do you know?
I don't know. She's probably dead by now.
I don't know if I've had any bad bosses. I've had some really cool ones, but I don't think I've ever had.
Never.
Oh, actually at McDonald's, I did Roy, that motherfucker.
What happened?
He was just an asshole, dude. When we used to cook. He'd just be like yelling at you while you're cooking and shit.
He's
like,
trying to work.
Yeah. That's why, food karma.
I expect the boss to know the fucking job.
Right.
Right.
That's my expectation. So when I was in the Air Force, our training was damn near a year long. We learned how to fix teletype machines. Mm-hmm. But it's training. It's not the real deal.
Right.
You know, it's all training shit. So when we get to the first duty assignment where we actually have to do the job, we had a staff sergeant boss and he didn't know his ass from a hole ground. He didn't even know what the freaking equipment was or how to turn it on. So if you had problems, you couldn't go up to him and ask him, hey, I've got this problem. What do you think I need to fix it with?
What would happen if you did?
He wouldn't. He didn't know. He
just
no
freeze
clue.
Up.
He had no clue.
Let's look at it together.
You know? Shit. So we ended up learning with each other, you know. We'd learn with the other, you know, we were airmen at the time. So we'd work on the shit together. Eventually, they got rid of this guy. So they brought in another tech sergeant that actually knew the job. He knew the shit. And then they took the staff sergeant that we had and they threw his ass in supply.
Dang.
Which was a dead-end job because, you know, people just go up there, okay, I need these parts. And,
right.
You know.
So like, this is more your speed.
They finally got rid of him, but...
Damn.
But we got a replacement that knew the shit, so we could actually go up there, hey, this is going on. What do you think it might be, or can I get some help with this?
You're right. That should be a requirement for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like that a lot more now, nowadays.
The managers don't know the job.
Yeah, get promoted for shit that they don't even... Mm-hmm.
I remember only one manager in a call center that actually would take calls. Like, he would hop on and just to stay sharp.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of respect for that dude because he was like in the trenches with us for just a little bit, you know? Promoted.
Those are usually the ones that work harder.
Yeah.
We start at the bottom.
Yeah.
Although I did have one manager, he would do this dumb shit of like, instead of just answering my question, he would respond with a question of like, well, what do you think is the appropriate thing? And I'm like, dude, I don't have time. Like, this motherfucker's on hold. They're pissed off. Like, just tell me what I need to do. And then they're like, well, so what do you think would be the right decision? And I'm like, so then I stopped asking for help and I would just fucking do shit willy-nilly. And then, of course, I'd get like talked to. Well, why did you, I don't understand. You credited this and you just did whatever you wanted. And I'm like, well, yeah, because every time I go up and ask you a question, you're like, well, what do you think is the right thing to do? So I just started doing what I think is the right thing to do. Yeah. I don't even know why you're here. Like, either fucking manage or this is what's going to happen. Like, dude, I'm way too passive aggressive for these two.
No, but it is annoying when your boss doesn't know.
What the fuck?
How the job should be done or like.
Yeah.
The functionality of it.
Yeah, because it's always those bosses that just come, like get brought in. Like,
right.
But the ones that like start from the bottom, like my boss at my job, he started like, he was one of the ones that started like that department.
Yeah.
And then now he's like a manager and he's fucking awesome.
Because
he
knows everything.
Like, he's the best boss, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you're lucky.
Yeah, he's really cool, dude. Mm-hmm. He's probably like one of the best him and then my other boss, Shirley.
The best ones I've had are the ones that don't micromanage your ass.
Yeah, right. They know you can get a job done like me. Like he knows I can do it. And
exactly.
They leave you alone, but yeah, there's the micromanagers.
And then you got the ones that want to flex their muscles. They're brand new and they don't know shit. And
yeah,
I did the opposite. Yeah, when I got hired, I took my time, just kind of observing for the start. And then I led by example. And I was like, cool, this is what I need to learn. How does it do? Like, how do we do it? And the other manager wouldn't do this stuff. And I was down there doing it. And I was doing it fast. Because
you get more
respect.
You get respect of your workers. Right. Dude. Like, your employees will respect you more. Mm-hmm.
They do.
And like, a hands-on fucking boss is the best, dude.
Yeah.
Like someone that's not afraid to go help. Or, like, when shit gets down, like, you need it. They do it. Like, my boss still
back.
Does work. Like, he does
the work.
Or
they'll go, like, above the other bosses, like, hierarchy. And they'll...
Yep.
You know, like step up for you or answer the questions that the team may have or whatever. You know what I mean? Like they're not afraid.
Well, and that's what I've always told my guys. I'm like, I got your back. Like anything happens, like I will always have your back. Like, you know, even if it's the wrong call, like we'll own it together.
Yeah.
You know, because to me, it's like the employee morale is the priority. Like, customer service. Yeah. Right. But like not at the detriment of my morale for my employees, because if they don't like coming to work, then they stop coming to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you earn the respect, dude. Like my dad used to say, it's better to be respected than feared.
Absolutely.
I was working one job. It was a temporary labor agency here. So there were two salesperson. It was me and this other guy. And we kicked ass. We worked together. He had his territory. I had my territory. But we worked together and we helped each other. But they brought in this supervisor or boss who didn't know shit. And it was about, I wasn't at that job very long, and a few weeks later this dude robbed the freaking safe.
What the hell?
The new guy? The manager, the new guy?
Yes, the new guy. He was like a cokehead or whatever. He robbed the safe. So the owners actually lived in Dallas of this temp agency. So then the owners had to come in. It was a total shit storm. Me and this other guy, we said, fuck this, we're out of here.
Was that in the 90s?
Huh?
In the 80s? 90s?
80s, probably.
90s.
90s.
I probably sold him coke.
You're part of the problem? You were the root cause?
It was crazy the way the safe was broken into. You could tell it was an inside job. And
yeah,
me and the other guy, we didn't have the freaking code to the safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Dude, yeah.
There was money in there?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, there was money in there because they would pay the temps cash.
Yeah, money makes people do crazy shit, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people just can't help themselves, man.
Mm-hmm. But the best one was when I was working for one company. I was supposed to be the only salesperson, but yet my boss was out there selling. So I'm competing against my fucking boss.
What the hell?
And he maybe signed a non-compete clause where if I left, I couldn't compete, do the same business for 3 years, whatever. And it came to the point where first I started off on a salary, and then it was a salary commission, and then it was commission only and all this shit. So I'm still competing against this guy. So I figured out a better way to do this stuff. Same thing. So 1 year in Bubbles and D, they were with us. There was a convention in Dallas. Mm-hmm. I got invited to. We went to the convention in Dallas.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
The next year, I didn't get invited. You know, because just the circumstances. I'm like on commission only right now.
Mm-hmm.
So since I didn't get invited, I had access to the office, which means I had access to the filing cabinet, which means I had access to my folder, which means I had access to the non-compete clause,
hell yeah,
which disappeared. Mm-hmm. And then I formed a business and competed against him.
Fuck yeah.
And kicked ass.
And stole a lot of his clients.
Yeah, we took his clients, man.
Fuck yeah, we did. We sought him out. Mm-hmm. You get all butthurt over it. Yeah. The fucking you get for the fucking you gave. That's cool, because that's like, That's a story of a win that probably doesn't happen as often as it should, you know?
He must have not treated you well for you to have done that.
What was your Christmas bonus?
Oh, yeah, I got a Christmas bonus. So I brought in the first year, the gross revenue for all the accounts that I had signed up was over $90,000.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a Christmas bonus that year, and I was saying, okay, great, we get a Christmas bonus. It was $25.
$25.
Wow.
So after that, it was pretty much, okay, yeah, there's a better way of doing
better
this
than a Mexican dinner.
Talk about a slap in the face.
That sucks, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's not cool. I think the closest I have that's, it's not really similar, but I know, like, when I got hired on with with Amazon, they never sent me to orientation. Like, I was, like, hired so fast, like so quickly onboarded that I never even went to orientation. So I never signed an NDA. They didn't have anything on file for me. And so like, I would just not do any of it. Like they're like, hey, we have a mask or man. I'm like, whatever, dude. Like, hey, COVID, you need to get your temp. Nope. I would just walk around the little check thing. And like, I was like, fuck this, dude. I would just like yelling. Like they would have the UPS drivers come up and they're like, oh, don't you need to check my forehead? I was like, no. I was like, dude, I don't know. Like, come on, let's go. We got boxes to load. Fuck this. Like, they're like, oh, okay. I was like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Fire me? Okay, whatever. Yeah, it's a good position to be in.
Yeah. I remember at an old job, they were for, like, we wouldn't get, like, a Christmas bonus, but they would give us, like, a coupon for, like, a free turkey, like, when Thanksgiving would come around.
Oh, that was your bonus?
It was, like, at least a 20-pound turkey or something like that.
Yeah.
That we could.
That was your bonus?
Bonus or like.
Yeah. Like a little perk.
Dude, we don't even get that shit. Even now, man, I've been there 20-something years, and I don't think they've ever given us Christmas, nothing for Christmas.
That used
I've
to be
I've never
a
worked
thing.
A job that's
it
given
be, man. Yeah.
$500 bonuses or nothing. Never.
That sucks, yeah. Man. Well, this one got a bonus and saw the taxes on it.
You forgot to put a.
Forgot to claim 20 dependents.
Yeah.
I'd like to claim all of Ukraine as my dependents.
I mean, every time I look, that's why I don't look. And then this time, I just so happened to look, and I was like, wah, wah.
Yeah, I do exempt. Do you bonus, give me bonus when I know I'm gonna get a bonus? I go exempt.
It's
that
still,
shit.
It still hits hard.
Yeah.
Fuck
you could maybe get it down from 30% to like 15.
It went exempt
20.
Exempt, they don't take shit out.
That's not what happened with all my bonuses.
No, I don't know.
I
how
put
you
exempt.
Did it,
I would put exempt and it would fucking
are
still
you serious?
Get hit.
I do exempt and they don't take shit. They don't take. Yeah. The only thing they take out is Social Security.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Nope.
That you're not gonna get anyway.
Took quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get fucked.
Yeah, these guys are gonna. These boomers are gonna absorb it all.
I might get it.
I'm blowing
maybe.
Through it right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that sucks. Dude. That's the biggest crazy. Ruse, dude. That's the biggest income tax. The income tax, too, dude, is the biggest fucking.
I was thinking about it. Okay, so, like, some of these boomers, the way the property taxes have gotten, like, they must be pretty fucked. Like, if they don't have any other income coming in or, like, retirement savings, because, I mean, you're talking, like, taxes for a property now with the way the values have gotten could easily be 6 to 10, 12 grand, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Like, if you're already strapped, like, as a
A lot of them are disabled, though, so they get it way down.
Mm-hmm. Like, mentally?
No, like, when you're disabled, dude. Yeah. My mom's, like, disabled, and she pays, dude, she pays, like, less than $1,000.
In property tax?
Yeah, property tax.
Oh, okay, nice.
But then again, she doesn't have a fucking...
Well, most in our group are not going to have $600,000 houses and shit.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dang, and all the fucking bills, too. So.
I need to get disabled before I retire then.
I'll beat the shit out of you with a baseball
Or you
bat.
Can downsize. We have a great estate sale company we can recommend.
You can get Totito check.
Tempting.
I can trip you and you hit your head on that concrete wall.
Nah, man, I'm already...
Not all there, huh?
Yeah, I'm already good.
Ready a beer short or six
good.
Pack?
Yeah.
Gonna be two.
What about you? Any coworkers or?
All of the above. No, I mean, so I love my boss right now, and I think the bosses previously, I guess, make me appreciate her more because she started like from the trenches too. Yeah. She's not a micromanager. Mm-hmm. I think out of all of us, she's the hardest working one, which is really rare for a boss.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she does go out of her way, like, to help us.
Yeah. And she's kind.
And she's kind, like, all the time.
Does she rewind?
What?
Be kind, rewind.
Rewind that. Oh, my
Lockbuster.
God.
Lame.
Say, how do I mute his mic again?
Lame.
You know, when I was with the cable company, we had a tight-knit team. It was male and female. And
orgies?
Huh?
Y'all had orgies?
No.
Oh.
Jesus.
You see, y'all were
that tight knit.
This is where I got my nickname, SD. And everybody had a nickname.
Super D.
Super D.
One of the girls, her nickname was Spanky.
Spanky?
What the fuck?
No, we wouldn't call each other by the real names. We call them by the nicknames.
By the nicknames, by Spanky. And wow. you were Super D?
And, because that's what she liked. We had a conversation. Okay, we need nicknames. So she liked to be spanked. So we called her Spanky.
Dude, that's what I give everybody nicknames too.
Yeah, you do.
Dang.
Oh my gosh.
Dirty John. That's the favorite, most best one I ever gave.
Dirty Sanchez.
Dirty John. DJ.
DJ.
Used to work with this guy. I would always call him DJ, and he never knew what. Then I finally told him it was for Dirty Johnny. He was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
So they don't know their nickname?
No, I do. I tell them.
That's funny. Well,
you've always called me Bubbles, right?
Bubbles, yeah. Yeah. Fucking.
Wow. Baby God, bet.
I don't know.
Her name, Bubbles.
Yeah, I don't really have nicknames for my coworkers. They're all...
I give nicknames to everybody. Dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah. We got in our business, we got Smokey.
Michelle's name is Smokey, dude. Uh-huh. She smokes. Yeah. That's why I call her Smokey.
Smokey. I didn't know she smoked.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, like a chimney, man. Shit.
Cigarettes?
Uh-huh.
Damn, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we need to turn her on
Bubbles,
to cigars.
And then the old man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to change mine to Spanky.
Spanky.
What was the one? Something kitty. Wow. You had at your last work something kitty
Harry
name.
Kitty cat.
No, it was like, I remember that one of the girls, she had like her screen name or her kitty, like Sammy Kitty or something.
Oh, yeah, we fired her ass too, man. Shit, yeah, something.
I think it was Sammy Kitty.
Sammy Kitty or something was
yeah.
it.
What?
That's what she wanted to be called, Sammy Kitty. It's like, no, we're in a professional environment here.
Probably, yeah, probably, dude.
I fired better people than that, man.
Sammy Kitty.
I fired people that didn't even work for me.
Damn. Yeah, I fired one, but yeah, my hiring process is getting pretty streamlined.
I had counseled this one guy when I was with one of the companies, and he's telling me, like, well, you don't know what you're talking about. So, okay. I fired better people than you.
Dang.
Yeah. I think that's probably the worst thing is just the disrespect. Is like that's the zero tolerance. And it's like, all right. You can find out. You're about to find out.
You just got to have everything documented.
Or not.
Yeah. Yeah, where I work, dude, it's hard to fucking fire someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is with the HR, yeah.
Corporate, I feel like it's way harder to get rid of people. Dude. That's why, like, I'm hesitant to hire some people, because I'm like, this is going to be a nightmare getting rid of them.
Mm-hmm. So well, Texas has a no fucking... Texas is, right. For no reason.
But still.
But they're running to do the EOC complaint.
Yeah, they run into all that, and they might win, and then you have to pay the fucking unemployment, blah, blah, blah. But.
We had a temp do that crap.
Where,
yeah, that she was fudging the numbers on her reports.
Oh, shit.
So we fired her, and she filed a claim with the EOC because she had worked in with that department before. She knew about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had to. So one day we get all this the request from HR. It's like, okay, we need all these questions answered.
Oh, those are the worst, dude. When you get lawsuits at work, like sometimes they're like, hey, we need to work on this project. I was like, okay. Like, we need it really bad. Like, there's a lawsuit and we need it. I was like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Thank God the company's got the lawyers on retainer.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And we do the worst. We're the, probably like one of the most corrupt corporations in fucking American history.
Yeah. But she was a temp. She wasn't even an employee.
Damn, that's crazy.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because with temps, you can fucking let them go. Like,
oh, yeah.
But then they put, like, some new shit in line, like, a few years ago. I don't know. It's all crazy. Hmm. Yeah, I don't think... I was a boss once in my life, back in the 90s, for a little bit. I don't think I fired anyone, but I got in trouble.
I think the coolest coworker I had was in our shop in Austin. We had three... We all had the same initials, DS, 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 DS. We had the same... First name was all the same.
Dick Sucker?
No, not Dick Sucker. Damn smart. And I had an airman below me, so he was... No, wait, I bet you did.
He was doing DS, you guys, yeah. He was a DS.
Yeah, no wonder you called him DS.
That did not come out right.
Wow. Damn, I should have joined the Air Force.
Did you have an airman? Hey, wait. Did you have an airman in front of you and an airman behind you?
Behind and under? Damn. That was a typical Friday night.
Getting sandwiched.
Okay, backtrack. I was a sergeant, and I had an airman assigned to me.
All right, that's better.
Your front or your back?
That's better.
And we would drive around the base, and we're drinking bourbon and Cokes and shit. We were the Berberino brothers.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. One day we drove out to Hippie Hollow, which was
in Austin, right?
Hippie Hollow.
I've heard about that.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's where all the swingers hang out.
It's like a naked place where they're naked.
Yeah, I've been there once.
God.
I got invited.
Even me,
like,
I'm
no
a creep,
thanks.
And I was like, dude, I think I'm going to be leaving, bro. I remember calling a cab, bro, like in the 90s.
Dude,
I was like,
I already know,
I'm off,
man.
This bitch, dude.
I got invited, and I was like, it's going to be a bunch of old people. Fuck this. Nope, I'm good.
No, it was fucking young people, bro, but they were like fucking like, it would freak me out, bro. I'm talking about like.
That 70s bush and everything?
I mean, no, the 70s bush is good, bro. I can floss, but I mean, it was just fucking weird. People are just like fucking exercising everywhere, bro. I was like, wow. Okay.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, we had some good times in Austin, man. We'd be on call, but we'd be downtown getting, this is before I got married, we'd be downtown getting shit-faced.
Yeah.
And sure as shit, man, because there'd be like two or three of us together. We all did the same job. We were in the same shop. And a freaking beeper would go off, and it's like, oh, goddamn. So we'd have to drive back to the base. We're shit-faced trying to work on this machine.
Yeah.
Get it fixed, man. We'd be laughing our ass off.
But that's when Austin was
cool, back in
back
the 70s.
In the 70s, 80s, 90s. Yeah. Then it started changing like mid-2000s. It started getting all crazy. Like,
but that's when you could have fun like working, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dude, that's great how you could be hammered and like
back
just
then,
laughing,
cause,
you know?
Yeah, because when I lived in Seguin, dude, the best job I ever had was working at Motorola. It was a plant.
Yeah.
And we did like the emission controls for the Ford vehicles.
Mm.
And like, man, we worked third shift overnight, bro. We did crazy fucking shit. Like, I still have friends to this day, like good friends, like my friend Ed and Bebo and all them, and Robert, fucking Fat Boy Longoria, man.
Bebo.
Yeah, his name was Robert. Robert Rangel. Bebo, he's crazy. Bebo. He always plays softball together. I got like one of the like the biggest sponsor softball teams for the Outlaws, dude. We were crazy. We used to work third shift.
Yeah.
And then we'd bowl on Friday mornings.
Fuck yeah.
Man, we'd be fucking drunk by like 12:30, already, dude. By noon. Dude, but yeah, you'd be fucking... No. We used to play volleyball at the park. It was a big fucking, like, big old factory, dude. Like, huge, fucking, like, huge, bro. And we're, like, we were always knocking off, dude.
I think that when you're young, you can do all of that because you don't have the responsibilities yet. Yeah. Like, you don't have a mortgage you got to worry about paying, right? So, because I remember, like, one of the jobs I had, dude, they would go up on the roof and smoke out and then go back in and work, you know? And you just, like, look at their eyes, and I'm like, you were on the roof, weren't you? And they're just, like,
well,
giggling,
now everybody does
know?
That shit with the vapes, bro.
I know,
everybody
Back
then,
honestly, now all the Zoomers are, like, fucking brain dead. They like, bro, dead. Like, I go to, like, where was I at? Canes. I think I was at Canes. Yeah, and I was, and the guy was, like, acting like he was missing fucking brain cells.
Yeah, dude, they don't.
And I don't say anything. I wait for them. And they're just there mouth breathing, and I just wait, and I just, dude, I get on my phone. I don't fucking address them until they say something to me. And then they're like, do you know what you're going to order? Yeah. Fuck yeah, I know. I knew before I pulled up here, but I'm waiting for you to get your shit together, man.
That's our fault, dude. We babied them, dude. We fucking.
Y'all fucked them up.
Because we were, I mean, for me, I was fucked. I had a rough childhood, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I was fucked up, and. I try not, like, I didn't want my kids to come out like that, but sometimes you do. I mean, they're good kids.
I get what you mean. Yeah.
I can just imagine, like, I've seen, like, other parents, they don't, like, tell their kids fucking shit, bro.
It's the crunchy parenting. Yeah. You know, have you heard about that?
No, what's that?
So crunchy, it's called crunchy moms. I just found out about this recently.
What the fuck?
Yeah, there's crunchy
donuts?
Yeah. So there's crunchy moms.
They're my favorites.
And then there's scrunchy moms.
What?
So crunchy moms are the ones that are, like, no vax, no chemicals, process, no, like, those are crunchy moms. Like, they're like, don't give my kid any fluoride for their teeth, like, none of that. Mm-hmm. And then scrunchy, like, no pain meds, like, nothing, right? And then scrunchy moms are the ones who are like, oh, it's okay to give them a little bit, but they, like, lean towards all that other stuff. So all the gentle parenting, all the letting, like, that's the crunchy and scrunchy thing that exists now.
Well, all the vax knowledge, I agree with all that shit, dude. All the
I do too, but I'm saying, like,
yeah, but then it's
like an
translates
extreme
to everything,
like,
yeah, where they don't want them to have a hard life or nothing.
Yeah,
you gotta show your kids adversity, dude. Because if not, they're gonna be fucked, bro. Because if you baby your kid and you don't ever let them fail, you're always there for them and everything. Then they go out in life and they like
then
the
they really
first
have a hard
the
time.
First crisis they have, they're gonna kill themselves, dude.
They won't know how to handle it.
They won't know how to handle it. They don't know how to handle stress. Like, you gotta, you can't.
That's
I understand
really
like
sad,
an
yeah.
easier, give them an easier life, but you can't give them fucking like easy. You know what I mean? You still gotta get them prepared for. As a parent, it's your job to prepare your child, dude, for life.
Yeah,
that's the biggest goal, dude. Yeah.
I would be on the other end of the spectrum. Like, I'd want to, like, punish them, but not too harsh. So I'd be like, I'd, like, make their bedroom like a vacuum chamber thing. So if they were acting up, I would just seal off the air for a few seconds. So it'd be like on that scene in fucking, what is it, Total Recall? And then I'd turn the air back on and quit fucking around in there.
Who the fuck did that to you?
Quit fucking around in
there.
I know,
where
it's I know, dude. What the fuck?
He's bringing up his childhood memories. Yeah.
They did it to me, I'm gonna do it to them.
Yeah,
I ain't breaking no cycle.
We didn't lock you in the closet too many times.
Nah.
But yeah, it's hard, dude. Like, some of the kids are, yeah, there's some kids, but you know what, I thought we were doomed, dude, but lately I've been meeting some kids that are like, all right, I think we're gonna
some are
all
okay
right. Some are okay, and some are like, now the, and it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. Like, you know, like, the school, like, education has just fucking been taken over. Like, all that shit, it's all indoctrination, dude. And, like, a lot of the kids are noticing that.
Yeah.
So they rebel. And sometimes it's good. Like, yeah, you can rebel, but just not all the, you know, like, you have to do it. Because if you don't get through school, you're fucked, dude.
Exactly.
I mean,
you got to pick and choose your battles.
Yeah, that's why I tell them, like, you got to get through it. And then, like, you don't have to go to college. You don't have to.
They don't have to go to college, but they have to get that diploma.
You have to get that diploma. Without the diploma, you're fucked, dude. Because you can go to trade school, and, dude, that's what we need, dude.
Dude, honestly, nowadays, like, just lie. Like, they just lie about it all.
Nah,
use ChatGPT to fill out your resume.
Bro, a lot of people. You see all the people that get fired for that shit?
Yeah.
Where they lie, dude?
Meh.
God damn it, dude. I'm trying to teach my kids to be
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. So you got to get the... So this is the thing, is it's kind of like... It's cool to rebel, but it's better to be smart and not show your hand all the time.
Exactly.
Like, because I remember, you know, I did the same as a lot of us when we were young, right? Like, I had a mohawk. I was very anti... No,
rebellious.
Anti-authority.
Anti-authority. But the thing is like, it just makes my life harder dealing with it versus if I'm clean cut, but I'm still listening to punk rock and I still think the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just look the part.
Yeah.
And I blend in with society that's way smarter. But yeah, I just don't have all the tattoos and piercings or whatever. Yeah. But like, that was kind of just the trade-off. And I remember this guy when we were in this car club. He had an orange Viper, Dodge Viper, and his ID, he was just explaining how when he goes for his photo, he wears like a full suit because he's out there street racing or whatever. You get pulled over and the cop looks at your license and you look professional versus like some asshole that's, you know, up to no good. Right. So it's all perception.
Yeah, it's all perception, dude. It's because it's even like with our business, dude. Like, I know people meet me and they're like, oh shit, this dude's all tatted up, blah, blah, blah. But once we start talking, they're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, he's
like,
an educated Mexican.
Oh, this motherfucker knows his shit.
Oh, he's not going to kill me.
Oh, he's talking English.
He doesn't have an accent. Like, dude, this is the easy life for you, bro. You run multi-million-dollar drug operations, and this is a piece of cake, bro.
I think that's the thing is just, I just get, like, I sigh, and I get disappointed. When I see the youth of today,
some of them are like, they make you want to question, like,
dude, sometimes I just want to like slap them around a bit, you know, like, they dude, like, like, what the fuck, man?
Mm-hmm. So I tell our kids, man, y'all fucking, man, you, dude, you pull that shit, grandpa would have fucking killed me, that dude. You need, man, grandpa would fucking punch us in the mouth, bro. We talk like that. Just the fucking, or just the cussing like around us. Oh, it's so annoying. Yeah. But they think that like, oh, it's okay. And I tell the kids, I'm not your fucking friend. Don't talk like that to me. Like, I get so mad and they try to joke around and stuff. And I'm like, dude, it's just like, to me, it's disrespectful because I wasn't raised like that. Yeah. Like
I remember with mom and dad, like, I don't think I definitely couldn't cuss around them or joke with them until I was probably 19, 20.
Yeah,
that's when like I finally started having that kind of friendlier relationship.
Yeah.
But I remember one time my friend brings it up. We were maybe like 15, 16 and you were doing something. Bubbles was doing something like that to annoy us. And I remember I went like this to her with my ring finger,
the other finger,
like flipping her off. And I was like, and like this one comes and it was like ready to like whoop my ass, you know? And my friend was getting a big old kick out of it. Cause I'm like, well, shit, I might as well just actually flipped her off, man. If I'm going to get the same punishment.
Yeah. Cause we were, man, my mom would fucking, dude, we would get slapped, dude, all the way up to when we're in high school. We say like stupid shit. We get fucking slapped or just talk back or like, I'm not going to do it. Or if we didn't do something, dude, you were told one time. Second time you're fucked up.
Yeah.
Have you seen there's a video of it's like a short or whatever and it's this guy and him and his mom are like playing around and the mom tells him he's recording and it's his dad who's like in the background watching TV and the mom's like, "Hey, Josh or whatever his name is, can you take out the trash?" And he's like, "Shut up, mom." And dude, the dad gets up so fast.
What?
And he's like a fucking unit. He's just huge. He like fucking gets just up and he starts walking in, and the boy's like, "It was just a joke." And the wife's like, "We're just kidding, honey." But like, dude, he's about to fucking meet Jesus, man. Yeah. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And it sucks because I don't want to beat my kids, but man, sometimes they fucking need it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But you know what was
this
funny
one
was,
wishes she could beat me.
Your mom was all,
I give you permission. Thank you.
Your mom was all like,
I might need help.
Prissy, and she didn't cuss, and she didn't do any of this other stuff, right?
Yeah.
But then sometimes after school or on a Friday, all the teachers would go out, and they'd go to a bar, and they'd be drinking and stuff, and they'd go meet her or pick her up and listen to the stuff coming out of their mouth.
Teachers are the worst.
Sailor
they
mouth.
Are, man. Yeah.
Teachers are the worst,
and
bro.
You're teaching our kids. Right. Holy crap.
Yeah,
teachers are the worst.
Teachers are wild.
They are wild. They got to deal with a lot, man. Yeah. I don't know how.
Yeah, nowadays I wouldn't know. Back then maybe, but not now, man. Kids are fucking so. You see some crazy videos where they fucking start trying to hit the
Do you see that one guy?
Fight the teacher?
Yeah, dude. He swung at the teacher.
Beats him at. Dude, once
that teacher
beat
the shit out of him, and they didn't. It was self-defense because he fucking smacked the teacher, dude.
Yeah, dude. Once you put your hands on another human being, all bets are off.
That's what I tell the kids. You better watch what you fucking do, because the minute you touch someone there, it's mm-hmm. fucking, you're fucked.
Game on,
dude.
You know, if I could show video, like if I had kids, the videos I would show them are ones of like, I don't know if you've seen it, but it was a school fight, and it's these two boys in the bathroom and they're fighting, and like, no joke, like one kid, I can't tell who's the bully or who's the antagonist, but like, one of the kids picks up the other. He kind of does his body slam thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, he got all fucked up.
He died. The kid, he fucking hit his head on the floor, was all seizing up and shit, dead.
Yep.
And like, that's the thing is like, it's
not worth it.
Every fight you should try to avoid because the outcome may be you dying, which is obviously the worst, or you might kill someone and now you're fucked. Like,
and that's how they do nowadays is fight, dude. Uh-huh. But it's like, that's what I tell the kids. Like, it's not even worth it. Like, who cares? Well, he's talking. Dude, it don't matter. Just fucking ignore him. Like, unless he comes up to you, starts fucking punching you. Like, that's why I like.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah, it sucks.
Because it's scary, man. Like, I don't think people understand how just the wrong landing, wrong hit.
You get hit
in the temples. Yeah. Now you're blind. Like, just, you can get really fucked up.
Or even worse, what if the little kid has, like, a gun or a knife?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or they want revenge. Yeah, maybe you do beat their ass. Later, hey, you got the win, but then they come back.
Yeah.
And,
or their friends or their brother, their older brother, their dad.
Yeah, you know,
a lot of that shit happens. That's why when the kid's getting, like, in the fight in La Salsa, I'm like, what's the kid's name?
Mm-hmm.
Like, one time I had to, like, one of them got in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Or something happened, and I was like, what are their names? And then I was like, oh, fuck, I went to school with this motherfucker. So I had to go to his house, and I'm like, I had to talk to them. They were like, yeah, man, these fucking kids. Like, oh, I know, dude. Like,
just to make sure it doesn't get out of hand.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him. Like, all right, dude. Yeah. And it's like, dude, we're fucking gentlemen.
But
like,
don't you think that shows your kids, like daddy's always going to,
take care of it.
No, yeah.
You know, because the thing is,
that's
like,
how I would look at it.
No, because it's because of the way you were raised. But we were raised, like, you talk before you do that shit. Because, dude, shit on the South Side can get crazy. Trust me. It's not like up here. You know, it's a different fucking world. Like, you know people. Like, I know a lot of people. And, like, I went to school with them. And it's like, and we tell them, like, and you talk to your fucking kid, I talk to my kid. And it's not like you're saving them. I mean.
Yeah.
No.
It's like, you don't want it to turn fucking ugly. Because then it turns fucking ugly. And then, like,
just
your
never
kid
ends.
Gets killed.
Yeah.
Or your kid kills someone. Or, you know what I mean? Like.
I can see it both ways, yeah.
So you're saving them, but it's for a good reason.
Yeah, it's for a good reason. Like, you're not, like, saving them. You mean, you still fucking, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it sucks that it even has to come down to that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah, I know we never really, we weren't fighters, like, Bubbles and I. Mm-hmm. We might have got into some, like, confrontations with other kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I was never one to, like, fight. Because, one,
we get our ass beat.
It's not even that. I think, like, to me, it's just more of, like, I always thought about, like, well, when does it stop? Like,
it doesn't.
Someone's ass, okay, now I got to worry about them always constantly, like, looking over my back. Like, are they going to come back? And
that's what you avoid, especially, like, on that side of town. Like, everybody fucking.
So, I don't know.
It can turn ugly quick, and you're just, like, nipping in the bud. But, yeah, man, it's, these kids.
But we had, like.
They fight for stupid shit, though, nowadays, dude. Yeah. Dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. Well. And, you know, I know, like, with our uncle, like, he had one of the cops looking out for us when we were going to high school. And I remember when I, even up till before he retired, like, I went to go visit him at one of the campuses. And, dude, he was checking up on her kids. He knew, like, where they were, their classroom, and he could, like, find them. I was like, that's really cool. Because he didn't, he doesn't have to do it. But, like, it was just nice to see, like, that. There was kind of someone always looking out, you know, it's nice, but I don't know. It's a crazy world, man.
Yeah, they fight for stupid shit, dude. I fucking stepped on my shoe. Oh, he did this.
She looked at my boyfriend.
Yeah. She's talking to my boyfriend in class. Oh, like, who gives a fuck? You know how many fucking people, wait till you get older, you know how many fucking people are going to look at your girlfriend when if she's hot?
She gave my boyfriend a note.
Wow.
Do you like me? Yes or no?
Oh.
Do you want to go around? Yeah, that thing.
Yeah,
the
Chinese thing.
Cut but uncut.
Cut but uncut. Do you want to go around?
Foursquare or Chinese four?
Did you ever say that growing up?
Fuck yeah, we did.
You want to
go
around?
Oh, I want to go around? Yeah.
Dude, we were in school. Yeah, there was this girl. I don't remember which girl it was, but my friend Domingo, he was a Mexican dude, and he liked this girl, dude. And he asked her, like, in front of all of us, like, hey, you want to go around? So that was, like, always our line. Like, yeah. Even to this day, like, when I talk to me, like, me and Amelia are joking around, where I was like, hey, you want to go around? Like, you know, he's like, he's asking in front of everybody. That's how you would ask a girl to go out.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I remember one time, I didn't know that hooking up meant banging, smashing. Like, I just thought it meant like, hey, let's hook up, like, let's get together and hang out, like, do whatever, like, you know.
It means that now. Back then with us, it was just meeting up.
No, right. But at the time, like, there was, I didn't know when the transition happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember telling this girl,
when,
like,
the wiener,
hey,
comes out.
Yeah. And I remember telling this girl, I think it was a coworker or someone, I was like, hey, we should hook up and, like, you know, work on this project.
No.
And she was like down, but I didn't know that that's what
you
it
turn
meant.
Around, she's on.
And so it never happened, but she was, I think it just really confused her because it was like, does he want to or not? Like, no, I don't know. What the fuck? Because I'm just like, whoa, like, nah, like, we just need to work on this project and, like, you know, grab a bite to eat. That's like, we ain't trying to.
Yeah.
So it was throwing mixed signals. Yeah. But I didn't know. I was straight up like, hey, we should hook up.
Yeah.
Like next weekend or whatever.
Yeah. Because now it means like that. Like, but back then, you know what we used to call it? We used to call it get down.
Get down.
Yeah, get down. Get dirty.
You get vertical. Hey, you want to get horizontal?
Yeah, we said like in the 90s, like late 80s, 90s.
What did you say? Get
horizontal. Let's get
horizontal.
Now I'm just like, hey, you want to exercise?
In the 70s, it was let's boogie.
Let's boogie.
That's what let's
to
boogie.
To bang?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dang. Yep. Let's boogie. I'm going to bring it back.
Boogie nights.
You want a boogie?
Let's boogie.
Yo, excuse me. You want a boogie?
Hey, you want a boogie?
You want a boogie with my boogie?
Yeah. You want a little boogie?
Wait, you want a little boogie in your hairy boogie?
I have a boogie? What?
You have a boogie? No.
Checking your nose, huh? No,
what? Wait, what? Janice Mokos.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's hilarious. Hey, do your German voice. That's hilarious. I cracked up.
Oh, dude, we're cracking up.
Dude, I'm not a fucking monkey that just does what you say.
Just do it.
Don't you know?
You're the dancing monkey.
Mitternacht, you don't want us turning into pumpkin.
We got damn nihilist in the room. Yeah.
What about the Volkswagen?
We fuck you up, Lebowski. Yeah.
I love that movie, dude.
So great.
I love that fucking movie.
So we quoted. So one of the guys I work with, he likes quoting that movie a lot. And he's just like, you know, no, dude, Wu pissed on my rug.
Like, I love that movie.
We're not talking about someone who built the railroads here, Walter.
Yeah. Well, that's like your opinion.
Yeah. Did I miturate upon your rug?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we quote a lot of movies at work. Yeah. It's great.
Because we were listening to it the day of the podcast, and when you were talking in German with the Volkswagen, like, we were cracking up. We kind
of
stopped laughing.
Volkswagen. They're still part of the Axis Powers. My friend wanted to do a song, like a metal song, and he would just be singing like a bunch of German brands. He'd be like, Audi, like Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he was going to say one that was maybe Italian. And it was going to be like this person, they would like stop the music, like a record strike. And he'd be like, wait, they're not German. And he'd be like, but they still part of the Axis Powers. And they'd like start the metal again. Like, I was like, dude, that'd actually be pretty badass if you think about it. But yeah.
Yeah.
And we thought of this elaborate show where if we ever had a band, he would just sit there at the front of the stage, and he'd be saying, like, in this weird, like, little kind of pose, and he'd be like, I am Spider-Man. I am Spider-Man.
What
and
that, the fuck?
And that there would be one of our friends in the crowd and be like, boo, you fucking suck. Like, shut up, you suck. And he'd be like, you know what? Fuck you, because in a second you're going to be kicked in the head. He, like, kicks someone in the face, and then the music starts. And, like,
oh,
that'd be,
God,
like, part of the,
oh,
the,
God,
the
part
show,
of the,
you know? Like, yeah, just
stupid.
Oh, my God,
dude.
And there's only five people
like
there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, way too much time in your hands.
To one of the workers.
Damn, dude, that man. Dude, I'd be in the back. You suck!
It's like,
fake kick.
You fucking suck.
It's fake blood.
Yeah. It's dumb.
Hey, man, that's, yeah.
Damn, dude.
I would have died of an OD for sure if our band got big. I know it for a fact.
Nah, y'all, you think
suck.
So?
Yeah.
Your singers suck, dude. Y'all want to go big.
I think, honestly, you say that, but I think we probably would have, and what would have happened is...
Y'all would have had to replace that dude.
We would have replaced him.
He sucked bad.
Yeah. They would have been like, hey, you guys got a good sound. We just need to replace this singer. And that would have been it, but... I think I would have gone into like a downward spiral and heroin or something.
Do you have to be in a band, dude? I did all kinds of fucking drugs in the 90s in 2000, dude. I'm surprised I'm still alive.
You know what?
Dude.
I'm going to start up tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't know about drugs, but I could see you doing like being like probably like an alcoholic.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. See. It wouldn't be good.
Die of some STD.
Okay. Wow.
AIDS.
Yeah. Your badge would be all infected.
Yeah, it'd be like
peeing pus and stuff.
Oh. Look like a fucking, like a blowfish, dude.
You're like holding up the line of the bathroom. Hang on, it's gonna start any second.
You like, you like the toilet paper on
be
fire.
Be looking like Keith like, Richards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bloop. Ow. Bloop. Ow. Big old clumps just come out.
Oh, gross.
Bruh. Bruh. No, I don't know. I mean, it's just... It happens so often, I could just see, like, statistically, probably likely. Yeah. Like, hearing about Sum 41, like, the singer, because he was only a few years older than what we were in high school when that band came out, and he's probably, what, like, in his mid-40s?
Mid-40s, I think.
Right? So only a few years older.
Because he dealt with addiction, too, right?
Dude, he would, what would he, like, down, like, a bottle?
I don't remember, but I remember, I think he was, like, hospitalized. I think he almost died.
Yeah, he got, like, alcohol
cirrhosis.
Yeah.
I think it's a liver, issue.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think it was saying something like he would down, like, a bottle before a set or, like, during and after. And, like, he was just heavy drinking, like, crazy, binge drinking.
Yeah.
And I just, that's...
But you get,
it can happen to anyone,
what the fuck,
you know?
I mean, when you're a rock star like that, you can't do much. I mean, you don't make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But everywhere you're
world.
Free, dude. Yeah. I used to hang out with the Hondo Stars, bro, and we go out to eat places, and they fucking, like, they don't pay for shit.
Right.
Like, just...
Yeah, you have a blank check,
essentially. Yeah, you're like, anywhere you go, people want you to go there. Just the fact that you're there, people... And you go somewhere, and they buy you drinks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the way it is.
Dude, I see it even in my, like, small portion of the industry that I'm in, and it's just, like, free... Tons of free everything.
Yeah, I mean,
it's wild.
Yeah, and imagine if you're famous,
right?
And then you just go eat somewhere.
Yeah,
like you call, we don't have reservations. Well, it's for Ben Affleck. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Come
hell
this
yeah.
Way.
Yeah.
Right this way.
Right this way.
Mm-hmm.
How much in your party? 20?
Bounce another table of people. Move out. Right, Wow. In the middle of their dinner.
Yeah.
They just pick up their plate and go.
They do, like, they just wrap the tablecloth of all their shit, just fucking carry it off.
And put them outside. Yeah.
Yeah, because it happens, I mean.
Yeah, fame fucks with people. It's unfortunate.
Sometimes I think when they get it too fast, they don't know what to do.
Right.
Then
you know
what
I mean?
Tired of it. Well, then your whole life changes. Like, people recognize you can't go anywhere. Like, you can't go to the mall. You can't fucking eat anywhere.
Yeah.
People
stuff
just
bothers you.
And people don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, and then, like, they go, can I have a picture? Yeah, sure. And a lot of people are cool with it, but there's some that are fucking assholes, and I understand, because people, like, just imagine you out with your family. And
Yeah, you're just trying to get some peace and quiet.
Yeah, and then they, like, fucking...
Yeah.
Just eating your chicken nuggets and...
Yeah, right? Just trying to eat my nuggets. Just
fucking eating your hot dog with no bun, and you fucking turn around. Fucking weenie in your mouth. Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm. Can I take a picture?
They get a picture of you making that face while you're eating your burger.
Got the hot dog face.
Yeah.
Damn, we deep throated that thing.
Yeah, man. Hey, don't forget to chew.
Hey, they forgot the bun. No, I ordered it like this. Oh, okay.
They'd be like, hey, didn't this like guy that. Say he was vegan?
Yeah. Fucking vegan, cut but uncut motherfucker.
Yeah, you lying piece of shit. Yeah, you're right. I think it gets to people, and then also... I think it's a false sense of grandiose lifestyle for everyone else.
Not everybody's rich.
Like,
dude,
one of the guys in my watch club, his wife is a teacher, and she wanted me. She's like, oh, you have a YouTube thing, right? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, can you come talk to my students? Because they all think it's like easy to be like fucking famous on YouTube. And I'm like, yeah, I'll set them straight, but it's not gonna change anything. Like, if you ask probably 60% of kids, I would assume, like 6 out of 10 are going to, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a fucking YouTube. Instagram or a YouTube influencer.
Social media.
Yeah. Because they think they see the top half percent that are making hundreds of thousands
like
or
1.7%,
dude. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah,
like,
it's not even, yeah.
Like, you know how many YouTube channels there are that are complete garbage?
Can you imagine? Yeah.
Like, that's going to be 98% of them.
Or like podcasts, too.
whoa, sir. No, you're right, though. A lot of podcasts fail. When we went to that, remember that car show at the cigar shop? Mm-hmm. There was a podcast, guys. And they made it to like 6 episodes, maybe, and then they quit. They gave up.
Shit. Yeah, they say once you go over like,
I think it's 20.
20 or 25, then if you don't hit 25, then it's probably not going to work.
Yeah.
Because it gets hard like you. I mean, like, it's hard.
Dude. It's tough, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is like, I don't, like, it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything.
Just time.
Time, but I mean, it's fun. And
but, you know, if you try to do one every day.
Yeah, there's no way.
How much time is, you know.
You have to hire people. There's no way. Yeah.
Like you, and you have to have all the followers. Like, you know, like, I listen to a lot of, like, conspiracy ones, and this one, Code of Conspiracy one.
Yeah.
I guess these two guys, and I guess they've been around for about, like, 2 years, 3 years maybe, but, like, they're barely getting to the point where, like, there's two guys, their host, and, like, one of them quit his job.
Nice.
And he just, like, does podcasts, and they do, like, 3 or 4 a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, yeah.
It takes time to build it up to it, and I think that's what people don't understand. Because, like, I thought about doing this one time of making a video on my channel exposing, like, the reality of YouTube.
Nah, dude.
But it ends up throwing a lot of people under the bus.
Yeah. And I don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
Because, like, it would be good for the viewers to see it,
yeah,
but at the cost of a lot of people's,
their dignity and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, just
bro,
their street cred and their respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to me, it's kind of like, I'm just going to let lying dogs lie, sleeping dogs lie.
You don't want to be the magician that used to wear the mask and expose all the tricks, remember?
Right,
that
exactly.
That was crazy,
dude.
Yeah. You heard that shit? Yeah.
But
you know that dude got death threats?
Yeah.
They figured out who he was, bro. Hell yeah. They wanted to kill that motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's why they stopped.
Yeah. I mean, it just sucks because it's like, I don't think people understand how it really is. Like, and I didn't even get it. When I was starting my channel, I saw this one chick. Dude, her channel blew up so fast, I couldn't even believe it. I was like, how the fuck? Like, it doesn't make sense. And then once I started seeing kind of behind the curtain, talking to these other people, and I realized, like, oh, okay. So if you drop, like, 10 grand a month, like, you can have the advertising that actually makes you big, but you're making 9,000. So you're
getting it back.
So, like, you might be breaking even, but you have this huge-ass fucking channel and following. So it's like, well, what's the point, you know?
Now OnlyFans, that's a different story.
Yeah, OF is going to ruin a lot of people, dude.
Yeah, it is, dude.
Dude, it's already starting to happen now.
Fuck
like
it,
where
I just
kids
get
are getting
my dime
bullied
right now. Yeah, cuz their parents.
Yeah, kids are getting bullied and teachers and like.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy, right? Dude, I jerk off to your mom sucking dick, dude. Like,
yeah, imagine if you heard that.
You heard, that's what I'm saying.
Like all day,
dude.
Every day.
And then you dude, my mom's a dick sucker on camera. What can I do? What can I say?
Dude, could you imagine if you were a kid, boy or girl, and you're just getting constant text messages of videos of your parent, like, dude.
I'd be like, Mom, can you not show your face?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, could you put a mask on or something?
Damn it, Dad, why don't you wear a kid mask?
Bag.
You're right.
Wear a bag.
Yeah.
I wear a full leather outfit, bro.
Dude, and that shit's, it's for life. Internet is forever.
That's why I tell the kids, man, be careful. Don't send no fucking dick pics, no boob pics, no ass pics. No snatch pics because you think that.
Shit.
You know, because you think. No,
hey,
bro.
Let me unsend. Whoop. You
right. Delete.
Dude, I got a couple of butthole pics from the old man. No, but it's out there forever, dude. Yeah.
No, take backsies.
Dude, you can't. You think, like, oh, come on, just send me a picture of your boobs. I love you. And then, dude, all his friends are going to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, they're going to put it out once it.
It's true.
Yeah, it just it sucks.
Dude, I had one of my boys ask me for a pic. Like, hey, send no.
What?
Like, oh my god.
See, y'all are fucking fanukes, bro.
And I was like, wow. I said, pig, here's the real thing. No,
looking down from the side.
From the side.
No. So this chick that I was dating,
were you on the way up or on the way down?
I was in the middle. So it was I was doing this Superman helicopter spin. So it was like a pic of a chick that I was dating, and this dude had the gall to ask, hey, send that to me. I was like, fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
what
the fuck?
Yeah.
This isn't like some. I was like, nah, dude, that's creepy.
I had
that's
a buddy
weird.
That went out, like, back, like, oh, about before I got with you, but when I was married, dude, and he was fucking, he would send me all these pictures of all the chicks because he was a single dude. And he was like, get a lot of chicks. And he sent me all these pics. And I'm like,
stop sending me that.
No, yeah. And after a while, at the first, like, oh, damn. Or like, we go out and I'd meet her. How you doing? And then, like, the next day, he sent me, like, picture of her, like, fully naked. I'm like, dude.
Next time you see her.
And then one time it happened. And then they ended up getting married. I'm like, I fucking told you. Now I know what your wife looks like. I know everything, bro. Like, that's fuck. I can't even look at her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it. No, dude. It's not cool. Weird. Yeah, it's not cool, dude.
Because like, those are real people, like, dude, that you see on a regular basis. Like, it's weird.
But, yeah, so, like Jason Mewes, remember on... On,
Jay and Silent Bob?
Yeah.
Clerks?
When they make a porn?
Oh, what's that movie called? Zach and Mary?
Yeah, Zach and Mary make a porn. Remember on that part when he comes out and he's, like, they show his dick, remember? Mm-hmm. Well, like, Jay and Silent Bob, they have, like, the podcast they were talking about, like, back in the day. And he said that Ben Affleck saw that and he was like... Fuck, what fucking Jay, like, he was showing his dick. Like, how did you get him to show, right? Whatever. He goes, his little dick. And then Jay goes, you tell that motherfucker. I said, that's me on the way down. Because he's like, how long did he have to get, like, it, make it hard? And he goes, I don't even remember, you know, because Ben Affleck was asking him.
Yeah,
he's like, you fucking tell Ben. I said, that's me on the way down.
Yeah, man. That's weird. I mean, it's... It's just weird, dude.
Yeah, but it's a crazy world. Literally, like, technology, phones, it's, like, at your fingertips, bro. Like, it's so weird, like, the access, like, what the kids nowadays have access to. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
it's so different from us.
They have access to the whole, like, we didn't. Dude, I grew up in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Bro, you had to buy porno magazines to see naked women.
Yeah.
You know? Now they have it on their phones. Mm-hmm. Or, dude, like, anything dude, you stupid had
to use,
they do.
You had to use the film cameras and, like, you know, hope that you'd get your pictures developed at, like,
sometimes
HGB.
They wouldn't. Yeah, sometimes they
Polaroid.
Wouldn't. Yeah, yeah, Polaroid.
Polaroid was it? Yeah, dude, that was your.
There's a lot of porn taken with Polaroids.
Yeah. Polaroid was famous. But yeah, but not only that, just like access to anything, like information, bro. Like, you know, like when everything. People ask me, dude, Google it, motherfucker. Yeah.
ChatGPT, dude.
Yeah, I don't use that bullshit.
Nah, dude, I do.
Nah, fuck that. I fight that shit.
I say, send me a picture of George Washington. Like, when was he black? What the hell?
Abraham Lincoln was black?
Yeah. They're all, that's weird.
Yeah.
We've been lied to.
Yeah. Well, we have, but.
No, yeah, about a lot of things. Yeah. Do we should? We should do a conspiracy episode one time.
Bro, I got into this channel called My Lunch Break.
What the fuck?
Bro, go look
it goes
that
deep,
shit. Dude. It'll blow
is it a podcast
mind.
Or YouTube?
It's a YouTube.
My lunch break.
The dude's just talking about like how like our history's a lie, dude. Like all these old buildings, like the old dude. You gotta see it, like the old civilizations. How they lie.
Like the
because like all those like if you go downtown, pyramids? No, worse than that. Like all the buildings downtown,
mm-hmm.
like the courthouse, all those ancient, you know, those old school buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Like how, dude, you just
like
you,
the Alamo.
Well, not the Alamo, but, like, the other buildings, like, from the New World, like, the 1800s, like, 1700s. Okay. But they say, like, they were built in, like, 1100. You just got to go look at it, bro. It's crazy. Blow your fucking mind.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Dude, I was blowing one of my coworkers' minds about the Mandela Effect.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, that doesn't make sense. And then I started dropping, like, example after example. And his eyes changed. He's just kind of like, wait, what? And I'm like, dude, there you go. I'm like,
bro, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, is it Looney Tunes or Tunes? T-U-N-E at two. And he's like, it's Tunes, like cartoons. And I was like, nope. And he started looking it up. And I was like, hey, is it Fruit Loops or Fruit Loops? Like, oh. And he's like, no, like Fruit Loops. And he looked it up. He's like, what the fuck?
The Febreze is the one that freaks me out.
Febreze, all of them. Dude, he was just like, huh. And I'm like, hey, go down that rabbit hole.
I was going down that rabbit hole, dude. And I was like, fuck. Like the
2012, dude.
Yeah, something happened.
At Hadron.
I'm convinced.
You know what's crazy is did we meet after 2012? So you're like my past life partner.
I think it was October 2012.
So a few months before the world ended.
So you got lucky.
I got lucky.
Damn. Why does I trapped it matter?
You because I trapped you before the switch
you
happened.
He got lucky. You got ruined.
One of us won the lotto. The other one fucking got bankrupt.
No, the other one hit the lotto, but then your coworker stole the ticket and cashed it in. You didn't get shit. I'm convinced something happened, dude. Something weird. So, dude, it's like reality is just changing. Like in front of our eyes, dude. Like think
like
about
literally.
It. Literally, bro. I've seen some weird shit that I don't even want to talk about.
Like what?
Just no,
talk about it.
Shit.
Nah, seen
dude.
Some?
Hey,
seen
some, we yeah, still got lately. Some time talk about
nah,
it.
Nah, man, just fucking crazy weird shit.
Look what?
Wow, wow. Wow,
wow, wow, wow. Fucking crazy. Like, shit's just, dude, some shit's going to happen, dude.
What do you mean?
It's not going to be bad, but everything's going
to
change.
Do I have to, do I have to, like, no longer make my mortgage payment?
No, dude, keep making it.
Oh, fuck. All right, never mind. I don't care.
Keep making it.
You're
the
just
people.
Like me with the work.
The people.
Yeah, like, exactly. Do I still have to go to work tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't care.
The people.
Yeah,
and,
fuck it.
And then all of a sudden, we didn't during COVID. I freaked out.
Yeah. You know, you got dude, to do, Ukraine needs world, your money. Dude. Yeah, dude, that was the biggest psyops in fucking human history. That's like the biggest crime in the world. If you really think about it, what they did, dude.
Yeah.
They killed people. People died. People died.
Dude, they let people die.
They let people die. People died by themselves. Yep. You couldn't even die with your
yeah.
Dude, and people lost their jobs.
Dude,
their
like
livelihood.
Grandpa and the fucking.
Yeah. Right. They lost their jobs, people their livelihood, their, jobs, their businesses, yeah. all the. Why was it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why was it that like restaurants couldn't be open? People, little stores couldn't be open, right. but yet fucking Sam's was open, yep. Walmart was open, mm-hmm. Amazon was open,
yep.
like all these big chains, all the big chains were open.
They were allowed to make money.
Yeah, but the little guy wasn't.
Yeah, everyone else got suffocated.
Yeah.
That was the biggest transfer of wealth, dude, ever, dude, that period, dude.
So if you look at it, 40%, okay, all the money that's been printed since the beginning of the currency
yep.
to now, I think it's either 40 or 60. I think it's 40%
was 43%
during was
COVID.
Done in the last 4 years.
Yeah, since COVID.
That's fucking wild.
So think about that. Mm-hmm. Like think about that. So there's like, dude, our money's not worth it. That's why, like, if the dollar crashes, like, that's why we're barely holding on, bro. Like,
I know,
all these
dude.
Countries are like transferring.
Yeah.
And that's why, like,
BRICS and all that.
Dude, that's why they took out fucking Gaddafi, dude. Because there's fucking, he was gonna start that fucking
gold
thing.
Back.
Yeah, dude, it's like
the dinar.
Back in the day, dude, before the Federal Reserve was created,
mm-hmm.
All our money was backed by gold, dude. And then they did this whole fucking thing where, like, no, we need to get it, dude. They literally took everybody's gold. You know about that, right?
Yeah,
everybody
all my had
to dude, turn
all my
gold, dude.
All my money's backed by lead,
shit, dude. Yeah, I got lead. That's
backed
all
by lead, baby.
That's all you need, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to change the subject. Okay. And I know.
No. Wait until we're done with it. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
go
ahead. Because I know you've been telling me one thing, and I haven't really read up on it, but I want to see what you've been reading up on it. But the eclipse coming up in April.
Oh, it's all bullshit, dude.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it supposed to be?
Because people are saying, like, stock up.
They're saying
take your money out the bank.
So let me tell you about, like, how that shit got blown out of proportion. What happened was. Where it's going to be like the best. It's like some county here in Texas.
It's
going to be like the
close
best.
Close to Austin, Kerrville. Right?
Yeah, it's like outside of Kerrville, like right there
band,
in that area. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the band of the total, what is it called? Where you can see it.
Like the totality.
Totality. Mm-hmm. Full totality. The band of
why
where it lies.
Why should it be
lies,
cloudy that day?
It could be.
Yeah.
Is where.
Why should it be cloudy?
Yeah, they're saying
it was
that
the
it's
last,
like.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's reading about the eclipse. It was the same. It's going to be the same
shit. Yeah.
We saw the whole thing. I got pictures.
Yeah, but the thing is where it lands, like where that totality line is.
Yeah, that's what.
They're saying there's going to be an influx of people coming.
There's so many people there.
And
that's why they're telling. That's why. So it started there because I know. I can't even say this shit because this dude's like fucking like three-letter agency, one of my buddies now, which I didn't even know, but I just found out.
Just lie about it.
Anyway, so I called him because I was hearing that shit, and he's like, bro, it all started because of that. The news was released here like a thing, and then the media just went crazy with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're like, it applies to everybody. No, it never did. It was just they're saying in that county, like even the mayor – and like they're just saying like
they said prep
there's
for like
be
a
like,
state of emergency, right?
Dude, that county's got like 10,000 residents.
Yeah, and it'd be like everyone flooding to Uvalde.
Yeah, exactly. And there's going to be like over 100,000 people there. So that's why they're saying like there's not going to be shit in the stores. There's not going to be nothing. So that was intended for the residents of that county to like stock up and be prepared.
Which makes sense because
It's like okay, like
if you weren't prepared, all of a sudden, hey, I don't have any bottled water.
It's not like they have a lot of resources.
Exactly, just like Uvalde, or like Seguin. Right. If everybody like there was a big thing in Seguin and everybody flooded to Seguin, fuck, Seguin only has one HEB, two HEBs, one fucking Walmart. It'd be wiped out. That's why that's where it started. That's what it was intended for. But then the media spread it.
Now that said, I'm hoping that some shit goes down, dude. I'm so wanting it. Just get it fucking over. Just rip the Band-Aid off Let's fucking start over. Wipe out all the electricity.
Everything, dude.
Just fuck it, dude. Yeah, fuck it. I know a lot of old people that don't have... Yeah.
I don't know why you want that. You're going to suffer quite a bit.
Whoa, shit.
Yeah, you need AC.
Fuck it. Bring the beam.
What the fuck? Hey, I got my power supplies.
I'm
going to
come
ready.
Check on you, and you're going to be all dead. She's going to be crying. Be all bloated. He's all bloated and shit. And she's going to be like that with the cigar, remember?
It's true, especially if it's supposed to get hot again.
Over your body.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's supposed to get hot again.
Bro, I'll be so
don't
fucking,
like that cigar till I'm here. We'll both smoke over.
I would
body.
Be so bitter, like, if this shit, if it actually happened, like, just stay the fuck away from me. I'll be so pissy.
I know.
Like,
can I come to y'all's house?
Yeah.
Man,
bro, I can't wait.
He's going to be so
I'd just be there
miserable.
in my swamp ass just sweating.
Sorry, no vacancy.
Hey, I want it to happen just to show you how unprepared you really are. Because I'm going to come fuck your shit up, dude. You're going to be like, hey, guys, I was going to throw 5 grenades in your fucking house.
Fucking a wasp nest.
I just want to see it happen because I want to see D go into a full-blown meltdown.
I can't post my
video.
It'll
be like CP times 10.
Yeah.
I don't see what the big fucking deal is. We didn't have shit back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
dude. Okay, so think about all the kids that would freak the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, if there was no internet.
Bro, the kids,
no phones.
The
no
kids
phones?
Freaked out when the fucking outage happened, dude.
Yeah. Flip
out, I got text messages like 5:30 in the morning. Dad, did you pay the phone? Like,
but imagine if it was just...
Did you pay the phone?
Dad, did you pay the phone? And I was like, yeah, why? Because I can't... It just says SOS. I go, dude, turn off your phone. Turn my... No, Dad said... And then I Googled like phone outage and it said outage. I was like, I sent it to him. He goes, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do because I got to go to school.
When's it coming
back
on?
Yeah, I don't know if the Wi-Fi is going to work. And
it's
kind of
scary,
man. Yeah, and then later on I found out like that T and N's phones were off too.
Yeah.
And they just didn't complain.
And he was like, it's good.
It's all whatever.
One of them said, I didn't get no text from my mom, so I was good.
I got an email from AT&T. Yeah. We're going to credit your account $5.
Yeah, thanks a lot, assholes.
Yeah.
I remember.
I'm still waiting for it.
Yeah. Because my shit went off too. And
mine
dude,
did too.
It was peaceful, dude.
But my thing is, like, I was able to, from the Wi-Fi here, I could use Waze.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would put on my Waze. And then when I got on, like, I left the house, as soon as it got out of range of Wi-Fi, it went to SOS. And I was like, huh. And I tried making a call, tried texting, nothing. And I was like, fuck, all right, this shit's not working. But I didn't freak out. I was just like, okay, like,
yeah, I mean,
well, what the fuck?
Because
we come from, we come from MapQuest days,
dude.
Yeah,
we know
like,
from like, dude, I come from
no,
the map books where
because
like.
Because I was going to a different place for work that day. And the only reason I got there was because Waze was working. It wasn't working, but it was like offloaded, like it was offline,
right.
But it still
you got
had
there
the
with
map.
Waze? You got there with Waze?
I got there with
I
Waze.
Hate Waze, dude. I
Waze
hate
is
that.
What's up, dude?
Fuck no,
what
dude.
What the
you're,
fuck?
No
way, I mean, it's good for letting you know when there's
it's good
a cop
for traffic,
traffic yeah.
But dude, for like dude,
shit in the road.
Well, that's my life, so.
That's where we live, bro. We live in traffic, man.
But I didn't know how to get there. Like, I didn't look at the route, like,
before
because it was different. Yeah. And so luckily, it was off.
Okay, if shit goes down during the solar eclipse or whatever, lunar eclipse, whatever the fuck it is, my biggest flex will be plugging this in to my battery backup. So while everyone's in the dark all fucking sweating their ass off, I'm going to be jamming out to music with my fan on, drinking a fucking beer, and they're all going to know it. And then when they come for my resources, I just start laying them out, dude.
Damn.
Well, look at that one time we were leaving the house, and I put Waze in, and Bubbles put Google Maps,
mm-hmm.
and we're going basically the same direction, but it had to go in different ways.
Yeah, Waze sucks, bro. That shit's let me down so many times. And then Michelle used to always use Waze, and I was like, stop fucking using that. Like, it took me to go this way.
Then?
I use Google or even the maps on actually the
Apple maps
on Apple is pretty good. They did this big major update, but I always use Google.
Yeah, I was just cool.
Because Waze is fucking... The only way I'll turn Waze on is if I know if there's... like, if there's starts backing up somewhere, I'll turn it on. Okay, there's a fucking accident. I know, get the fuck
Google
on.
Google doesn't show you the accidents or cops or shit in the road?
No. They don't show you cops and all that, but it does show you accidents. It'll show
like,
you, like, the red and yellow.
It's pretty
and stuff.
Much just whatever people report. So if there's a pothole,
that's
the it'll
thing.
Tell you,
yeah,
oh, pothole right. in 10 mm-hmm. feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I use it, like...
there's a car on the side of the road.
It's informational, but as far as, like, directional, it sucks, balls.
It does, because I'll use it, like, if we go, like, to Galveston, I'll put it on, you know, like...
Yeah, just for
the
cops
or whatever.
Cops, yeah, but other than that, man, it's got me lost so many times.
But, you know, like, with my commute every day, it's like, if there's an accident, it's, you know...
Yeah.
And then it reroutes me, so I have... an idea of like the different
and
routes.
you already know like your Roy, so like but like as far as
right
know,
right it's just
it,
traffic
dude.
Updates
I never,
already know my
I'll
way
never
yeah.
trust it, yeah But yeah, nah, dude, nothing's gonna happen. It's just, it's all.
And
bullshit.
You know, you actually, I wish, know what, it would, man. You know what's funny? And I think it was maybe not even a week later, like a couple days later, Instagram and Facebook went down, and I was trying to get into my Facebook account, and I couldn't. And I was like, "Oh my god, I've been hacked!" Because I couldn't get into it at all. Gosh. I was like freaking out, and I was trying to get into Instagram, and I couldn't. I was like, "Oh my gosh, I've been hacked!" Yeah,
that's
oh,
a no. legit. That's yeah. a legit thing, though. Yeah. You know, yeah. it's
well,
not.
You know what
that
happened
you can't
with
live
that,
without
right?
it.
Yeah.
They were saying that the they were blaming Chinese hackers for doing like the AT&T thing, the cell phone thing, and all that. They're
I
just preparing that shit, dude. Yeah, no, it's either a test or they're preparing for like
you're
when
for
the
elections.
Come. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what it
they're
is,
gonna
dude.
Do that shit,
they're gonna
dude.
Do it
because there's no way they're gonna win, bro.
There's no way they're gonna no win. Way. They fucking know it. And honestly, like it's kind of like what happened the last time, right? Like everything just stopped at what was it like midnight?
No, it was like 1:30 in the morning.
2:30, bro. 2 in the morning, yeah, and all of a sudden, morning. 4 a.m. just shoots up.
Yeah, well, what the fuck? We got all these ballots, but yeah, it's all bullshit. They're just trying to do the mail-in, dude. The mail-in is where it's up. But you know what, dude? I got seen this podcast. Listen to the dude was talking about elections.
Yeah,
and they were talking about like they've always been rigged since like the 80s.
I believe
dude.
It.
Yeah,
but here's the thing: is
it's like this time they really did it like.
That's what the people want. Board. That's what the people deserve, dude. Let them have it.
I'm not voting. Dude.
Let them have
voted,
it.
I hadn't voted for 20 years. I just started voting because of her and fuck, now I'm going to vote. It doesn't matter, dude.
Let the people have it.
Not at the federal level. Maybe at the state level.
Yeah, the state level, yeah. But state and local, local and state are good. Mm-hmm. But, dude, the federal, presidents are not fucking elected. They're selected, bro.
All I'm saying is, like, I can afford the $30 fucking cheeseburger, so go for it, bitches.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm good, dude.
I'm all right.
I'll fucking rob you. Fucking, I can afford it.
Hey, we'll just come get some cheeseburgers with us.
So when can the kids spend the night?
Spend a month?
Right.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen.
Which month in the summer do you want?
Yeah. Take it's two, all fear, two of the three.
Fear tactics, dude. It's all just fucking fear, dude. That's all they're doing, dude. Yeah. Nah, nothing's gonna happen. Look at that. We had the. I was like, I took my buddies. Like, bro, we just had an eclipse. Like, I go, I know, I was there.
That's
I have
what
pictures. It's like, there's nothing
that's
special.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, geez, how many different eclipses are there? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's making a big deal.
Dude, there's eclipses that happen. People don't even make a big deal about.
Well,
it.
I remember like growing up. Not,
they were rare.
Yeah, they were really rare. It wasn't a lot. Like, there's
no,
nothing happening.
We had them. They just weren't.
They weren't here.
We just couldn't see them. Yeah, you couldn't see them. They happen all the time.
Really?
Yeah but it's even the whole eclipse thing, like, don't even get me started on this
We need
shit.
To go
like,
back to offering up sacrifices when there's ever an eclipse where we just, like, take people's hearts off and lob their heads off at the Aztec pyramids, you know?
Dude, that was all fucking made up, bro.
You know, when I worked with the cable company back in the 90s, they were prepared for solar flares.
Yeah.
And they knew when they were going to happen, and they knew it was going to affect the cable.
And that was in the 90s.
Yeah, the 90s.
Yeah, now we just all of a sudden got dumb. We don't know. We can't predict that shit. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid, dude. Like,
so what would happen?
Backwards.
They had actual plans in place where, okay, they knew that the cable was going to go out from this time to this time. So we were prepared for a shitload of phone calls to come in. Hey, my cable's not working.
Yeah, it's
and
solar
we had
flare.
Planned statements that we would, yeah, they knew the.
So
knew
why is
it.
That not the case anymore?
Because
it's all underground.
A bunch of people, and we got a bunch of dumbasses now.
Yeah, well, because
nobody
that,
wants to work.
That's another thing they were saying about the outage. They were saying like they were trying to blame fucking
hackers.
China. Yeah, but dude, it was a fucking solar flare.
Yeah, I'm
they
sure,
just
dude.
They want to, dude.
But we need it needs to all go offline just for like a week,
bro. You're
just
gonna die.
Pandemonium for
just
a week.
Just satisfy
bro.
You wanted it.
It would. It would make me so fucking happy because I'd be the one. I'd be like, fuck yeah, finally, bro. I'm Mike. I'm ready. Everyone else would be fucking running around.
But I
around.
Won't be able to message you.
No, I'm like, on a weekend, we're here, everything's good, you know?
No, you
what,
can't pick the
off.
Time.
What I
the
know,
hell,
right? Well, all of a sudden, it's so convenient that everybody's at home. Why would it matter?
I'll come get you.
With your luck, it would happen like at rush hour traffic
the,
in right. the afternoon.
I have
hey, all the
when you're trying to get home.
All the computers in the cars would shut down.
I have an armored vehicle home.
Shit.
Now I gotta walk.
Could you imagine that? Oh, you would suffer.
Actually, I would. So if I would be worried more about her because she would have to get here.
I'd go get her, dude. I'd send someone.
No, I'm saying if the cars aren't working, like, and I don't know which route she's gonna take.
Got a fucking helicopter, bro. I'll go get her. I sent an armored vehicle for you, dude.
Hey, you know what? We should just keep the one of the bikes in the back of the SUV for you. So
damn.
You just ride your bike home.
I'll meet you halfway. I'll meet you on 35.
I'll make it.
Nah, you'll be fine. You just stay put.
Yeah.
That's what I tell my kids.
Fuck that.
If shit happens, y'all stay put. I'm come get y'all. Can we bring our moms? Fuck, no, I'm killing them.
Dang.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do. It'd be all the way across town.
You'd be fine.
I think it would depend on the scenario. If you could get here safely, then obviously get here, right?
Yeah.
But if you couldn't,
all the cars are shut down.
I mean, most all, but because that's where there would be a problem is getting to you or you getting here.
Mm-hmm. It's you'd have to stay put in there. So
you better buy that 1950 Oldsmobile then.
Yeah.
Well, they sell those things now you can put on your car, dude, for EMPs. Nah, see that? They're
won't
fucking
work.
Expensive, though.
It won't work.
Yeah, it does, dude. They've tried it.
It won't work, dude.
I think it's all a fake, dude.
Because
I
even if you could, fear, the problem is, even if you could, like, let's just say hypothetically, all the other cars would just, it would be very difficult to get around.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if everything's just blocking every road.
But at least like, you have a car. But then it would suck. Everybody would come at you.
They would. They would. Yeah. They'd shoot your ass
it's
right
like
away.
It's like War of the Worlds. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they'd see
you
as...
If you had a bike, everybody would come after you for your
bike.
Dude,
look what happened in fucking Afghanistan. People were climbing planes thinking like they're going to ride the plane off the country.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen with a fucking car that's working?
Yeah.
Like, dude, they would jump on your shit, break your windows.
That's what I'm saying, dude. No matter what plan you have, if everything goes off, you're going to be fucked.
Nah, I'll be good.
I mean, you'll be
everyone else will be fucked.
Well, I mean, it all depends. I mean, you're not the only one that's prepared, bro.
Right,
you can't be. You're not that dumb. The only one. There's always someone more prepared than
you. Right, of course.
You
but
know
I just
mean,
mean
like,
it I just mean that it would be like I would play dumb also.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have nothing either.
Yeah. Hey, can I trade you this for that?
Do you have any extra water?
You have toilet paper?
Yeah,
you have
I'd
a fucking whole closet
exactly. I'd be the one asking people for help. Like, I'm the dumbass that
And that's why
prepped.
You got to be friendly with your neighbors. That's why I always, like, tell everybody, like, be cool with your neighbors because you know what, dude?
Yeah.
If you're a fucking dick, you're the first one I'm going to kick your door down and take your shit.
Damn.
Dang.
So you already have a hit list for your neighbors?
Fuck, bro. I got a hit list. I've had one for 25 years, bro. I'm going to go do that first.
Tell you what, I will give you a box of ammo, a can of food, and a case of water if you be my bee killer. Like, just kill bees. That's all you got to do.
Including the ones I'm bringing over here?
Wow.
Be free.
Be free.
What's that,
free.
A butterfly basket?
You know you're fucked, bro. When I roll up in my truck and I get off in a bee suit with a gun, you're fucked.
Oh, no, he's here.
Be free.
Be free, motherfuckers.
So stupid.
I stand on the ashes of your body. I stand on the pile of bodies. I think we'll be all right. Dude,
we need to find out.
I think it's all fear tactics, bro. They're just trying to scare everyone, dude. It's a distraction from something else. Yeah, because people get all freaked out, bro. And that's another thing, too. Like, manifesting. Like,
to reality.
Yeah, to reality. Like, you manifest your reality. Like, if you're always scared and like, oh, my God, this is going to happen. That's when they're like, oh, COVID this, COVID that. Like, that shit got manifested, bro. That's why it got so bad because everybody was so scared of it, bro. And everybody, like, manifested, like... If you just do positive shit, they're not going to
win, man.
That
shit fucked me up for 3 days.
Yeah, but you still see people driving around with fucking masks, man.
Yeah,
they're
but
only
flu,
one of the
there was one in jury
but
duty.
But flu fucks
the
you
fucking
up.
Mask.
Flu kills people, dude. It's
That's
just,
true.
I mean, and you don't know how healthy your body is until you get fucking sick, bro. Mm-hmm.
No shit.
You never know how healthy your body is until you get fucking sick. Mm-hmm. Some people can fight it off. Some people can't.
It's crazy to think that my body can fight off all this other stuff, but a fucking bee could kill me.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
A fucking bee.
Because that
or
shit,
an ant.
That when I got sick, it knocked me out.
Shit's weak.
It knocked me out.
How rude. How dare you?
Yeah, you're weak. You're really fucking weak, dude. That's why you're dead for like 3 days now. I was dead for one day, bro.
Bee stings are for the weak.
Be free.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, it's got to be positive, bro. I got God on my side, bro. I don't worry about shit.
Really?
I'm not a religious fucking...
Jesus?
I got God, bro. Just because I don't go to fucking church, bro. Church don't make you fucking religious, bro. Bro, it don't make you a saint. It just doesn't.
I'm still working on it.
Well, we're not perfect, bro. We're not supposed to be perfect, dude. We're gonna be sinners. We're born sinners, bro. He died for our sins.
I got the love of. I'm counting on the love from Mother Mary to intercede on my behalf. That's what I'm banking on.
But even that's wrong, dude. If you're a Catholic,
nope.
It's okay. But if you're not, you're not supposed to worship any other god but Him.
Not worshiping.
Oh, you haven't read the Bible, so you don't know about that. Read the Bible. Do you learn
about? Is there
a
pop-up? Is there a pop-up Bible?
There's a
picture.
There's a picture.
There is, actually.
Oh, do we have some at the house?
Yeah.
I want the Cliff Notes.
Damn. Yeah, but nah, dude, I think they just scare us, bro. They just want to scare us. That's all it is. That way you live in fear and you're always
makes
worried about this. Yeah, and you get sick and you're always like, oh, am I stressing about this is going to happen? This is going to happen. And it's like, mm-hmm. Don't even worry
offer
about
nothing.
It,
bro. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Grab a cigar. Grab a fucking beer. Chill
fuck
out.
Fuck it. Let's go.
You just sit in your chair in the front lawn, watch everybody run up and down and go crazy. Mm-hmm.
Let's boogie.
Why aren't you worried?
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Ain't no bees here.
Yeah. Dude, because they won't let that shit happen, bro. We're their fucking slaves, bro. They're not going to destroy this shit, dude.
I don't know. I think they're just trying to thin out the herd.
I don't know, dude.
Like a good portion.
Thin out and make it easier to control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they fuck, they're already controlling those dudes.
Dude, they got people. True. This is what's crazy.
Well, the smart ones didn't take the vaccine, so.
You actually see it because it's moving. It's moving in slow motion. Go ahead.
It's actually kind of sad because a lot of the people that took the vax are the ones that actually take care of people, like the health professionals and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, if anybody's going to go first, if they go first, you want them to go last, you know?
Yeah, but it's weird. That's another thing a lot of people don't know. Fucking like only like 2 out of 10 doctors took the vax.
Right.
But they made all the nurses do it. But all these other motherfuckers didn't. Just like everybody in Congress. Nobody knows about that. They didn't. Dude, they had a fucking thing where they didn't have to take
the vax.
Just
placebo. Well, that's the other thing I was going to say is it's like, oh, what were we just talking about? Dang it. I just lost my train of thought. Hang on.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, no. It was good, too.
Sorry, I interrupted.
What were you talking about?
The vaccine.
No, before that.
The vaccine.
No,
the
before
bees.
That. Oh, the bees. controlling people.
Controlling,
oh, yeah.
No, about
making
you
them
sitting
smaller.
In the front yard and watching everybody go nuts.
No, I just, I think I was going to say something along the lines of, fuck, I forgot. Whatever. That's cool.
Yeah, but, dude, it'll be all right, dude. It's got to get dark before it gets better, dude. That's just the way it changes, dude. That's the way changes go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just gotta be.
But how long
light.
Is it gonna stay dark before?
I don't know, but you just gotta be in light. Just keep fucking give yourself to God, dude. You'll be fine, dude. I don't worry about that shit. I stopped stressing about that a long time ago. I don't fucking stress about that. Whatever happens, happens. I'll deal with it when it happens. Because if not, you waste all your time stressing and fucking worrying about shit and what's gonna happen. Fuck that. I'll figure it out when it happens.
Being sick too.
Hmm.
Being sick too.
Yeah, and then you get sick. You make yourself sick. You're always stressing. You're like, fuck that.
Dang it, it's going to bug me. I forgot it was something good, too. It had to do
with the bees?
No, with the people, like the not the vax thing.
The elites?
No, like the doctors.
The doctors in the government? How they didn't take none of that shit, but they pushed it on everybody else.
They did, but what did it have to do with?
And they silenced everybody else that was speaking out against it. The other doctors, and they were just calling them out and saying it was all bullshit. And look at everything they said. Came true. Mm-hmm. It's all coming out. Even the CDC.
Because now they're saying it's a variation of a flu.
It's what it's always been.
Yeah, it's really sad. The control of people, you know.
Just fear. They fear. Fucking people die by themselves, bro, in nursing homes, dude. They killed all those people in the nursing home, dude.
Yeah, dude.
They were like the most frail, dude. Yeah. How come?
Just wiped them out.
Just like Eddie Bravo, how come he says, like, you know, he has 200 schools all worldwide. Not one single person died in jiu-jitsu, died from COVID. Mm-hmm. And they're sweating fucking because he said
on each other.
Yeah, dude, he said like they were supposed to close their schools and they didn't. They would still have class.
Yeah.
And like nobody died, dude. And they were like, oh, my God, you can't do these motherfuckers are sweating, fucking rolling around with each other. No, not one single person died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In jiu-jitsu, dude. Look in the NFL. Nobody died either. Look in basketball. Nobody. You know what I mean? It's like people don't think about that shit.
No, I think some of them did.
After they got the vax, talking about like from COVID.
Oh, right,
like,
no. Yeah, it was the vax that fucked people up.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was something released, dude. It was like just a strong variant of it, and it killed people that were sick, dude. It killed the frail. It killed the.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them had 5 to 10 underlying fucking diseases, dude. When they did, I mean, they just put COVID.
Well, it's like seeing all these people getting like. Crazy development of cancers too.
Yeah, dude, look at
like
that.
It's like growing all of a sudden, like super fast. Like in young people, they're dude. Like, why are all these young like? Yep. I think it's women are getting like all this crazy, you know, breast cancer, like some I don't know, pancreatic, something. Like,
that's crazy, dude.
Or brain, or I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's yeah. They are trying to
depopulate, but dude, they can't. That's when everybody's like, I'm not having kids. Like, we gotta have fucking kids, bro. We're gonna die off if we don't have kids.
Oh, dude,
we have to, dude.
You heard him.
Not you guys. I'm saying. Oh, okay. Yeah, y'all gonna boogie or what?
I don't know why.
Boogie y'all wanna go to hippies? Hey, y'all wanna go to hippies Grove? No, I was talking.
Y'all
just
boogie like, tonight.
Hey, babe, let's hook up later.
Like the generation.
Let's hook up for lunch later.
Yeah. Y'all wanna go to hippies Grove? I'm down. What is that place called?
Hippies Hollow.
Hippies Hollow. Let's go, dude. I'm down.
Hippies Grove.
Hippie Hollow.
I'll take Hollow.
Is it
still there?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Is it still like the same kind of place?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't
been
there. Yes.
There's
30
fucking
years.
It is. Trust me, I went to the later one. I didn't go to the 70s one, but I went to the
90s
one.
You know? Why do you know?
I got invited, and I was like, fuck that.
How long ago?
Last week.
A couple months. A couple months back.
The bang bus called me.
Probably in like 2024.
If you have to think about it, it was a long time ago.
2010? 2011?
Yeah.
2009, 2010, somewhere around there.
Oh, that was before me.
Yeah, it was.
It is the only legal recognized clothing optional public park in the state of Texas.
Yeah, they do
clothing
more
clothing optional.
Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they do more shit than
public
that.
Park. It's a park.
Smashing Papas.
Yeah. Yeah, there's fucking tents. When I went, there was tents. It was like, I can't even speak about it.
It's actually kind of weird.
Hey, it's a park?
And it's got a 94% rating.
I'm sure.
Well, just like that swingers club that was right there by off of Culebra, down there by Ingram.
Yeah, Shenanigans.
Yeah, well, is that what it was called? Yeah, dude. I went in there one time in the fucking late 90s. I think it was costing us, bro.
It was called Cloud Nine or something else before that.
Yeah, I went with my buddy and his wife because they were like fucking swingers.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's weird.
Bro, they paid like $10. I had to pay 50 because I was single.
Yeah.
Like a single man.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a couple. Bro, you just walk in, looks all bar and shit, and then you go, oh, dude, I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, dude.
People just banging. Fucking girls like, hey, you want to come? No, no, I don't do that.
The crazy thing, dude, the crazy thing is like, at least in from what I've seen, like 90% of all swingers are not attractive.
Yeah.
Like there's never any like nines or tens or
dude, I've seen
eights.
A lot of fucking eights and nines,
fuck
bro.
That, dude.
I could have taken you to my shit.
Nah, because like, I've seen the swinger types like at bars and
they
stuff.
Like the old man?
they just look not appealing. I'm like,
close your eyes, bro.
Yeah, you just throwing that over, throwing that out for free, but nobody wants it.
Hey,
man.
Close your eyes, bro. It all feels the same, bro.
Nope, not the
mouth to mouth, dude.
Do not believe that. All my listeners out there, do not believe that.
Yes, believe it.
Well, it sucked that one day where we went out to Hippie Hollow and then we got fucking called back to work. Shit.
Damn. Nah, yeah, we're going to be all right, dude. Fuck that.
It says to ask permission before taking photographs.
Yeah.
Nudity is crazy. Acceptable. Nude behavior is not.
Yeah.
So they say.
But they're real picky, bro. It's crazy. I don't know. I'm not even going to say nothing to you. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this episode of our podcast. We look forward to seeing you at the next one. We will have a new topic at that time, but just want to thank you all for subscribing, joining the channel. Make sure you follow us on Spotify and Apple and any other platforms you can find us on. All right, until next time, we will see you at the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Goodbye, great people.
Later. Let's boogie.
Let's.